When news of the defeat at the Little Bighorn reached Monroe, Michigan, this town had an extra reason to mourn. They did not lose just one soldier in battle, but five. The story of the five men from Monroe is this edition of the American Countryside.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Just 3 days before the Battle of Gettysburg, George Custer was promoted to Brigadier General at the age of just 23. But the Army changed much when fighting ceased.
He's no longer technically a general in the Army. He becomes a captain again. The Army, which had been about 1 million men by that time, right after the war, was authorized for only about 40,000. So there weren't a lot of positions for officers.
Andy Clark at the Monroe, Michigan County Historical Museum says Custer became commander of the 7th Cavalry. His wife and several family members accompanied him to Fort Abraham Lincoln before the fateful battle at Little Bighorn.
His brother Tom Custer, who had been decorated with the Medal of Honor twice during the Civil War, his younger brother Boston, his nephew Audie Reed, and his brother-in-law James Calhoun were all there.
The family and their hometown, Monroe, Michigan, was devastated by the news.
Unfortunately, all of them were killed all the same day, which I can't imagine the tragedy that must have struck that family, you know. Losing one family member is quite a bit, but losing five in one family and in pretty much one community.
His wife helped inform the families of others who had been killed. She then returned to her hometown.
Libby was in Monroe, but she spent a lot of time in New York City. She was a great advocate for him afterwards, and she actually wrote 3 books about their life together, and they were very popular books.
The couple had no children, and Libby never remarried. A large statue of General Custer on horseback was erected in Monroe, Michigan. President Taft dedicated it here in 1910, noting the legacy of the Custer family and their contributions to the armed forces. Traveling the countryside in Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.